You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 210 of Erk FM, Erk FM Australia, with this episode called Superwoman is a Love Sex Goddess. And the reason for that title of that episode will become apparent very, very shortly. Hope you're all well. We have some great Australian music coming up for you, with a couple of artists that have been here before on Erk FM, and many artists who haven't. Our music today is supplied by Tijuana Gift Shop, Radio Submit, SGC Media, and the artists directly. And this episode is brought to you by Dead Man Industries Series 2 Defiant, now available via Facebook or at a gig. As Dead Man would say, get your ass at a gig and come and see me. Anywho, we're going to kick it off with a Western Australian group called San Cisco. They're actually in the top 100 countdown for radio station network Triple J here in Australia. They're based in Fremantle, which is just south of Perth, and they deliver tunes with a rough, low hi-fi garage pop energy and continue to impress with their bright, catchy hooks and depth of songwriting. They've recently recorded their second EP in Melbourne. Their debut EP, Golden Retriever, received glowing reviews in Australia and internationally. They also had a saucy video clip made in New York City for their second single, Girls Do Cry, while Golden Retriever made it to fourth most played song on Triple J from an Australian band. And so they'll be hitting they would have actually already hit the Pete's Ridge Festival, among others, here in Sydney. So we're going to kick it off. They have had performances at Fuse Festival in Adelaide, Big Sound in Brisbane, Big Day Out, Laneway and Grooving the Moo. And they've supported bands such as Architecture in Helsinki, The Greats, Jebediah and Kimbra. So from Fremantle, Western Australia, here is San Cisco, and the song you're about to hear is called Awkward. I'm Erk. You're welcome to listen to Erk FM anytime you want to via Erk FM, Channel Erk, Tracks Radio, and you can also subscribe via iTunes and Pocket Cast.
Why do you too tight, too close to fit for me. Let's don't run to the back and front, and it don't look good to me. What if I just take it off, put on something good enough? Ain't got nothing to wear, but just my skin feels good to me. Does it look how it feels? Does it make my body look sexy enough to make you want me? Don't matter what label, Vivienne, Dolce, or just bare. Don't matter what cut and stitch, cause I ain't got to wear. So if you're with me, then walk with me. Oh, ain't nothing too, little too hot, too choked up just for me. Just don't look cool to me. No, what if I just take it off, put on something good enough? Ain't got nothing to wear, but just my skin feels good to me. Does it look how it feels? Does it make my body look sexy enough to make him want me? Don't matter what label, Vivienne, Dolce, or just bare. Don't matter what cut and stitch, cause I ain't.
Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
The way that she's moving, so slow and so sexy. Her sensuous body is pure seduction. When she walks in the room, every eye is on her. Can't believe what they're seeing, cause it's perfection. Crashing down, crashing down.
Welcome back to Urk FM Australia, episode 210. And that was the latest single for Danielle Delate there with Love Sex Goddess. That was a very, very catchy song indeed. I'll probably be listening to that a few times, that's for sure. Prior to that, we had one of the songs that I originally played of Danielle's quite some time ago now, with Nothing to Wear. And we started with San Cisco with their song Awkward. Danielle Delate, she has dual citizenship between Australia and the US, often alternating between the two locations. She's been a model and she's a singer-songwriter and producer, and she's absolutely awesome. Played her a few times on Urk FM. Yeah, absolutely great stuff. I was only thinking the other day while I was looking through Facebook, I wonder what Danielle Delate's been doing. Haven't seen much of her. And then the other day she's posted, oh, I've got a new single coming out. And so I sent her a message and so she sent me the song. So thank you, Danielle, for that. That was absolutely awesome. Our next song we are going to continue with is a song by Andrea Marr called Superwoman. Sort of carrying on with the Love Sex Goddess thing from the previous song. Andrea Marr, sassy soulful blues. She's got a great lineup of achievements, including the 2009 Female Vocalist of the Year for the Australian Blues Music Awards, also the best self-produced CD Little Sister Got Soul, and she also won the Female Blues Artist of the Year for Victoria and Tasmania as well. And she's been around, she's been doing great music since 1999. And she's been delivering her brand of feel-good, high-energy, original blues and soul around Australia. So let's hear from what has been described as the pint-sized powerhouse of sassy, soulful blues, Andrea Marr. And this song is called Superwoman.
See, I know what I'm all about. It's gonna take a suit. Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com. If you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com, you're christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
Man, I've been seeing, baby, got their souls up on a shelf. No, they can never love me. Oh, can't even love themselves. But I want someone to love me. I want to understand. Won't put himself above me, baby. Don't think I haven't tried. Find a man to take me home instead of always for a ride. Baby, I use him when I can. Believe it when I tell you, darling.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Urk FM.
Tea.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
For a second you ever feel like you're on the outside looking in. Not in a deep metal kind of way, but I've been wrong. I don't know, where am I? And what have I been doing the last 10 years? Got away, then I'll punch back. And you feel awkward and uncomfortable, it's hard to say the rest of the day.
Hi, this is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Urk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to... Urk FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From...
Oh, from Emotus? Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to Urk FM.
Yeah, never trust a weatherman. Did he steer me wrong too many times before? When he told me that someone shot, and I'll be wearing shit.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Foundry Road!
And you can find us at...
FoundryRoad.com.
And you're listening to...
Urk FM!
Yeah!
This is a Dead Man from Dead Man Industries. You're on Urk FM.
this can't be happening. You must have been so surprised to see that you were staring back at me, caught in a whim, now out on your own. You've got nothing to stay for, so you keep saying, from too late for running, the stitches are coming undone. Grab your belongings, the exit is near. Making your way through indecisive me. I need it to know.
and frowns. Hey, I guess I fucked up again. No one will find out. Hey, stare at your feet again.
You're listening to Urk FM episode 210 on Urk FM Tracks Radio and also Channel Urk. You can also hear the show via iTunes, via the website at urkfm.com, and you can also subscribe via iTunes or via Pocket Cast, so you don't even need iTunes. We had a great series of songs there. The last song that we had was called Dead Man by Carnival. And speaking of Dead Man, this episode is brought to you by Series 2 of the Dead Man Industries t-shirt range, Defiant. Check out the range on the website via Facebook, links on the show notes, or see Dead Man at a gig. Prior to Dead Man by Carnival, we heard a double from Electric Flu. We heard Weatherman, and before that we heard Minuteman. So once I had those two songs, well, I thought, well, I'll put Dead Man by Carnival in after that. And before that, we had Love Me Like a Man by Kinky and Mike Beale. And prior to that, we had Superwoman by Andrea Marr. So I think you can see what I did there. Anyway, Love Me Like a Man by Kinky and Mike Beale. What do you get when you combine a handful of soul, a shake of blues, a pinch of rock, and a touch of jazz, all mixed in with a vibe that will linger internally in your mind? You get Kinky, a Perth, Australia born and bred singer who portrays a rush of enchanting, delectable music talent. Combine such vocal talent with a masterful guitar and powerful blues rock performance, often described as a combination of Janis Joplin and Eric Clapton, and you get Australia's premier blues rock act, Kinky and Mike Beale. Their vocal cords are packed with rustic roar, angelic pitch, and immense diversity. Infused with Mike Beale's fluid yet dynamic guitar playing and a voice that's delivered with explosive roars and intimate whispers. Candy to your ears and bubble in your mouth. That sounds rather cool. After that, we heard from Electric Blue, who are a duo from Sydney, putting themselves in the Afrobeat, garage and punk categories. And the two songs that we had there, or that I had, were Minuteman and Weatherman. And they were very short songs compared to the next song that I played, Dead Men by Carnival, who are, of course, from Perth, played them on Urk FM before. They've just returned from a tour of Western Australia. No, they haven't returned from a tour of Western Australia at all. They've returned from a tour of India. India, yes, very different from Western Australia, that is for sure. We'll be back with some great music very, very shortly.
Raw footage coming out of the cinema and into your ears.
This film is utter, utter bollocks. It has almost no redeeming features whatsoever.
Colin is just full of surprises.
Yes, folks, this is a gay film, and it's still utterly wonderful.
Oh boy, are you in for a special treat.
One of the most shocking endings I've ever seen, not in a sense of, you know, sort of out of your seat jumping, oh my god, I don't believe they do that, but in a sense of, oh my god, I did not see that coming, but that's awesome.
Well, baby, you have more for me? I admire your stamina.
Now, I might be slightly facetious when I say the star of the film is the baby, but it's brilliant. I mean, that is the cutest baby I have ever seen in a film.
Raw Footage, the Stream of Consciousness film review show. Find it in standard MP3 or enhanced M4A formats on iTunes or at the homepage raw-footage.co.uk.
Do you love your music at 11? If you love your music at 11, tune in to Urk FM Metal Monday, every Monday on Channel Urk. If you love metal, Urk FM Metal Monday brings you metal from Australia and around the world each and every Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. ChannelUrk.com. Urk FM Metal Monday.
Sun comes up across the burning plain. It's yesterday, slowly fades away. The night is gone. Day's almost here. I'll leave that girl way behind. Heading down the road, don't know what I'll find. Headed down that lost highway. Gonna leave those days behind me. Gonna live from day to day. Gonna ride about my life, what I did find about my life and the way it ran. It's time to say my last goodbye, heading down the road towards the light. I'm headed down the lost highway, gonna leave those days behind me.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
This one's called Can't Wait for Saturday Night.
change our future. And everything we lost to the beat of aching hearts, sing there will be no answer.
inside. Honesty won't get you what you want. Time is passing by, still I get no thrill. It's like I've fallen down weak, nothing, nothing. Is this something long wasted week in which I say try again?
Modus to finish up with there on IRC FM episode 210. If you want to find out more about a Modus, you can go to episode number 3 of IRC FM Extra. I finally got my Modus interview finished and it is absolutely awesome. I had to do it in two parts because of the availability of the band members, but it was done and it is available now. And it's a great insight to the band, I think. The song there, of course, my favourite Modus song is Negative, and they have their album launch, their long-awaited album launch of their album Smokescreen on the 18th of February at the Red Rattler at Marrickville. So that is going to be a very big night indeed. Before that, we had a track which basically came to me via Facebook because I was putting out a plea for any Australian bands who have music, and one of my friends from social media actually contacted me and says, well, when I was in Australia with my husband, he was in a band and they're not together anymore, but great sound anyway from the song Digital Reach Around. And sometimes with band pronunciations, I have a bit of trouble. even with some of them that are fairly obvious. This one isn't obvious. We heard from Grand King Jira, which is totally not how it's spelt, and the song was called Digital Reach Around. A five-piece from Sydney. No longer together anymore, but the song certainly did rock. And there's so many bands out there who have good music but aren't together for one reason or another. Sometimes the reason is because one of the band members has other commitments, and in some cases, like this one, for instance, going back to another country. Thank you, Kristen, for sending me that track and sending the band in my direction. That was rather cool. Prior to that, we heard a song called 63 Miles by the original Snakeskins. Before that, we heard a song called Saturday Night by the Bellhops. And to open that long set, we heard from Dear Orphans and their song called Lost Highway. So let me tell you a little bit about Dear Orphans with the song that we heard that was called Lost Highway. Dear Orphans' music embraces the simplicity of life while connecting with the bare bones of the human condition. The band comprises singer-songwriter Nick Payne and Lynn Taylor, along with Mike Kirky on pedal steel, who is a big influence on their sound. They're also accompanied occasionally by clawhammer banjoist Richard Galsey. Their music persists in a way that other music doesn't, and has the ability to stick with you for a long time. We are influenced by traditional bluegrass, says Nick. So some bluegrass now. Their debut album is out now, and it is available via their website. If you want more information about any of the bands that we've heard on this particular episode, you can go to the show notes. Dear Orphans was formed in 2006, and Nick's Wanderer saw him move from big city Sydney to country Australia. So that was Dear Orphans. We also heard in that set from the Bellhops, and they've been around for a while. They've got videos, they've got pictures. You can even get a ringtone for your phone should you feel the need. The Bellhops are Australia's premier award-winning blues jump and jive and swing exponents, and the 2003 Australian Blues Awards, the Chain Awards Band of the Year. Their early 2000s release, No Reservations, was voted 2003 Australian Blues Album of the Year, while their debut release, Room Service, was 1999 runner-up for Blues Album of the Year. Their lineup is big and brassy, and so I dare say that some people would have really enjoyed that song. Proving here that I'm not just about playing metal here on IRC FM. After that, we heard from the original Snakeskins, and the original Snakeskins, last we heard from them, they are recovering from their Christmas celebrations. They were named as finalists in the 2012 Victorian and National Country Music Awards. The original Snakeskins combines fine musicianship and soaring three-part harmonies to present a unique style that sits somewhere between country, folk and bluegrass. The band was created by a group of friends and longtime musical associates who share a love for classic country music, tipping their hat towards the greats of the 40s, 50s and 60s like Johnny Cash, Hank Williams and Bill Monroe. But hell-bent on making the music their own, they create real country music, delivering songs from the heart and reaching to the audience, engaging and entertaining. And so they're from Melbourne. After that, we heard from Stone Parade, and Stone Parade. I think they're from Sydney. Some of the names might sound a bit familiar. Drum Media said, quote, heads are short of turn. Stone Parade have delivered an album that features some epic songs. Stratosphere showcases an album that understands where their sound lies and, more importantly, where they want to take it. And so that is rather cool. Stone Parade vocalist Greg Byrne is wise beyond his years. While he might look fresh-faced and inexperienced as the front for a collection of strapping young rhythmic rockers from Sydney, he discusses the motives behind both band and latest venture. Independent Somerthor full release Stratosphere, he confirms one simple fact, that this isn't a group of vicious rookies. Stone Parade's innate drive is just as pummeling in passion and fertile as it is consciously adventurous and complex. And so that was rather cool. So on this week's episode of IRC FM Australia, episode 210, we heard from San Cisco, Danielle DeLate, Andrea Marr, Kinky and Mike Beale, Electric Flu, Carnival, Dear Orphans, The Bellhops, The Original Snakeskin, Stone Parade, and Great King Gerard. All the music was supplied either directly by the artists or under agreements with various music content providers. On this occasion, music supplied by Tijuana Gift Shop, Radio Submit, and SGC Media. Don't forget to check out the Emotus interview, IRC FM Extra, episode number 3. Got another couple of interviews that I am working on. IRC FM Metal Monday continues each and every Monday on IRC FM. Got a lot of music coming up in the next episode from the central coast of New South Wales, which is absolutely awesome, including a band that I've seen live on a couple of occasions, and I'm actually going out to this weekend as I'm recording this to go and see Empirical. They're always impressive. And so that's IRC FM Metal Monday, each and every Monday, down the pipes and into your ears at 11. IRC FM International continues. On the last episode, we had some female-fronted rock, which is absolutely awesome to start with. Next week, you're in for a treat because I have one of my female specials. And so don't forget, if you get this episode, IRC FM Australia, via iTunes or Pocket Casts or wherever, you automatically also get IRC FM International as well, because they're companions to each other. So great female-fronted music coming up for you next week. If you've been listening to IRC FM for any amount of time, you'll know that I love female-fronted music and females in bands in general, such as these guys are made us absolutely rock, but you already knew that. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license in Australia, and you can hear it on IRC FM Channel IRC on Tracks Radio, subscribe via iTunes or Shifty Jelly. And this episode was brought to you by Dead Man Industries Series 2 Defiant, available now via Facebook or at a gig. Until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Really enjoyed the music this week. Great range. And don't forget to tune in very, very soon to another episode. I'm IRC. Good night, Interweb. And thank you, Modus.